This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got a lot of news to get to, and we got a lot going on, but I cannot begin without saying my piece. And I am just horrified by what happened at the Pittsburgh synagogue that happened this weekend, and horrified by tons of other shootings that have taken place, whether it was Dylann Roof and the Charleston church shooting or the shooting at a Bible study that which occurred during Bible study. Apparently there was a shooting at a Kroger pharmacy, and we're being told that a man was originally going to target a Baptist church. We have people out there that want to kill innocent people, whether they're students, whether they're kids, whether they're people shopping, or whether they're people in prayer. And I see this rhetoric of, we need to stand up to hate. That's one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. How are you standing up to hate? That's the answer to this. Let's stand up to hate. I did the same thing. I posted a nice little meme and a nice little picture on my thing, showing the Pittsburgh Steelers and their support. And yeah, it's a nice thing to do. It's a nice thing to say. And yeah, stand up to hate. But that doesn't stop spraying bullets coming in your direction. A standing up to hate. Now, if you're going to stand up and be armed, all right, I'm with you on that. If you're going to now allow us to train ourselves, get our CCWs, and be on standby ready just for any idiot to walk in where we could stop him in his tracks, okay, that is standing up to hate. This Pittsburgh mayor just drove me crazy. Apparently Donald Trump recommended increased armed security. We should have armed security at our schools, at our churches. We should do it like Israel does. Honestly, I mean, you don't mess. You don't mess with us. You don't mess with our kids. You're going to come to my kid's school, God forbid, with a gun. You won't even make it into the zip code. That's the attitude. That's the standing up I want to see. Yet Pittsburgh Mayor William Peduto hit back at Trump's comments, I guess not liking the idea of increasing armed security. Are you kidding me? He said officials should not try to create laws around irrational behavior. This is happening almost every day. We have a man who killed two people at a Kroger grocery store in Kentucky, and he tried to enter a predominantly black church nearby minutes before the fatal shooting, according to police. This is being reported by CNN. People are trying to shoot people all the time. And yes, the behavior is irrational. So having armed security protect innocent, vulnerable people is a chaotic law? Explain that to me. You can't stop hate. People will always hate. Even if we become one of these kumbaya societies where we hold hands and we really love each other and where we're animals, there's always going to be competition. There's always going to be somebody who thinks somebody else is at fault for their current situation. And then you're going to have some people that are completely deranged and delusional. do you stand up and stop hate? That's what I want to know. What the hell is everybody talking about? Saying as a society and holding hands, saying we are not going to allow you to hate Jews or hate black people or hate Hispanics or hate women or hate men or hate children. Really, us standing out, standing like Red Rover, right? Send Bobby right over. I mean, we're standing there holding our hands as stopping hate. That's not what's going to do it. We arm up. We change gun laws to allow us to protect our families. If there was somebody who was ex-military there that was caring, he could have stopped that shooter quickly. Now, thank God for SWAT. Thank God for our first responders. They did amazing. But you heard the rabbi's interview. It seemed like it was an eternity, even though it wasn't. When somebody comes in and starts shooting, you need to hope and pray that somebody is alive to be able to contact the police and call 911 and convey that there's a shooting and then wait for the police to come. Now, sometimes they come within minutes, thank God, but that's not good enough. 11 people died. People are getting killed all the time. And we're not taking away the guns. Is not, bad guys, bad girls will always get guns. Then let's arm up. I mean, I'm not saying go and get arms illegally. What I'm saying is if you live in an area where you could get your CCW, get it. Carry. Learn how to stop a shooter. We are unarmed. Of course we're going to lose. Well, we're going to stand up to hate. We're going to tell society it's wrong to hate. I really don't think that's strong enough to stop the next shooter. You need to... I can't... I saw my family go through that with the Nazis. Well, you know what? We're going to go by... You know, we're going to pray that it doesn't happen to us. And we'll put our hands up. And hopefully they won't kill us. No. They were killed. So I appreciate the sentiment. I appreciate, you know, what everybody's doing. But I don't want to see another church, temple, school, bank, pharmacy, grocery store, workplace shooting. I want to see that the moment somebody comes in with a gun, they get neutralized immediately. That's what I want to see. And that, by the way, does stop hate. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we're being warned that in Europe, and it could happen here, there is methamphetamine pills that are deliberately manufactured to look like candy. They may actually resemble sweet tarts and may be passed out to kids this Halloween. I tell you, there's some real sick people out there, sickos. So now people are being told to check their children's bags, their children's Halloween bags, for bags of methamphetamine pills. They're really cute looking, and they look really chewy. They're blue and purple and green and pink. They're really pretty. And they're actually stamped to look like candy. They're already in circulation. Now, again, the story is coming out of Europe. But these are things that very, very easily can pass because they look like candy. Very easily travel. I don't know how much of this is circulating in the United States, but just be aware. So obviously you see some any sort of weird candy. Yeah, I know, and sweet tarts. Don't let your kid eat it. Now, you know, I talk about Halloween safety tips because Halloween is one of the deadliest holidays for kids. And we just had the weekend before Halloween. So it was huge for Halloween parties. Halloween parties were big because, you know, you don't have to go to school the next day, et cetera. But Halloween still comes on Wednesday. And I guess there's a group petitioning the White House to change Halloween to the last Saturday of the month. Change that whole October 31st date to the last Saturday. And they say it may save lives because, you know, people are racing home. I don't know. They may have something there because, like, for example, we're going to a family and all the kids are going to be hanging out. And I was told, you know, to meet at 5. Well, I don't get off work till 5 and I'm on the other side of town. And so I'm not going to rush. I'm not going to speed. But it takes me about an hour to get across town. So, you know. Usually parents are being called by their kids, Mom, hurry, Dad, hurry, hurry up, hurry up. I mean, I think the world was a nicer world before cell phones. I remember my parents, I was not allowed to go trick-or-treating until Daddy came home. And Daddy was working. I mean, he had to put food on the table. And so I was sitting there and waiting and waiting and waiting. You know, and the dad came up, and I ran out loud. I mean, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And later, my mom was like, all right, you guys are good. Go ahead. But, and I get it, you know, because also Daddy wanted to watch his trick-or-treating. He wanted to make sure nobody was going to take us or whatever, you know. It was still a weird time, you know, decades ago. But you feel rushed. And the problem is you're rushing home, but there's other neighborhoods already trick-or-treating. Then you have the parents who don't wait till nighttime. They're like, you know what, I want to stick to the bedtime. 8:30 bedtime. Even though it's still daylight. In a lot of the southern United States at about 8 or whatever, we'll let our kids start trick-or-treating during the day while it's 5, 6 o'clock. So you're thinking, it's good, it's not nighttime, I could still drive home like I usually drive home, and unfortunately there's kids running around the street. So be aware. I mean, all right, according to the National Safety Council, 160,000 injuries occur on this day every year. And Halloween is the deadliest for pediatric pedestrians, with 7,300 fatalities reported annually. Now, when I wrote this article about a year or two ago, the number was like 61. So now we're up to 7,300 fatalities for pediatric pedestrians, and Halloween is the deadliest of the nights. So maybe we should move Halloween to the last Saturday of October. I don't know what the group is called. I think it's, I don't know, let's, like, ruin Halloween. These petitions, you know how to get a petition to the White House. If you get more than, what is it? I think if you get more than 1 million signatures, the administration may consider making a law. It's a group called the Halloween and Costume Association. And they started a change.org petition to move the holiday to the last Saturday of October. Personally, you know, with the parties and the trick-or-drinking, you know, a lot of adults, you know, having to deal with the kids and the, you know, running around and the candy, what a lot of us adults do is we trick-or-drink. So we have our, you know, red cup or we have our glass and we go as, you know, we go to the houses and the kids are getting their candy. We're like, trick-or-drink. So, you know. Grown-ups are like, here's some wine, here you go. And they'll pour some wine, you drink that, and then you go to the next house, and then you go to the next house. By 4 or 5 houses, you feel pretty good. Right? You really feel pretty good. Not the safest thing, though. You need to stop that. You got to watch the kids. You also have to make sure that you're not a casualty yourself. So I get how a lot of adults want the day moved to, a weeknight or a weekend. I get that. I got to work early. I got to do my show the next day. So if we're going trick-or-treating or hanging out, now even though my kids are older, they're probably not going trick-or-treating, I kind of need them to because I need them to get me candy. I mean, the idea of free food, somebody handing you something for free. So back to these little methamphetamine candies, sweet tarts are in a package. They're not supposed to be given out in a bag. If any candy wrappers look opened or adulterated or molested in any form, these are terms used when somebody starts to mess with something like a package, then you need to avoid, just throw it out. It's not worth it. I really like the big Hershey candy bars that some, yeah. Well, we're going to go to a very fancy neighborhood. We're going to pretend we live there. And I'm going to have my kids go and grab big candy bars. Yeah, some people go all, I buy the cheap stuff, like the little dum-dum lollipops or those, you know, bubble gums that taste like crap. That's what I do. So anyway, all right, so your kids, their mask. Okay, a lot of our kids have these masks, very fancy, expensive masks, and they can't see worth diddly. All right, you could replace with non-toxic makeup. Put makeup on their face instead. I don't really like makeup, and I don't really like skin absorbing the paint. But it may be safer than them having a stupid mask on where they can't see, and then they sweat, and it covers their eyes. They need to see, and they need to see cars. They need to make sure they're not banging into jack-o'-lanterns and lighting themselves on fire. However, if you are going to use any of this non-toxic makeup, you got to do a little patch test on your skin. Do that a couple days before to make sure that the kid's not allergic. They could still react, technically, but it's a good sign if they don't. Then you got to take the makeup off at bedtime. Don't let them sleep in it. But I want to go to school, you know, still looking like the Sith Lord from, you know, Star Wars. No. Avoid long costumes. These kids will trip on their pants or trip on their, you know, you always buy, when you have kids, you always buy with room to grow. So I would always buy costumes that were big enough for them to grow into, but they only wear it once. They're not going to want to be the same thing the next year. So if it's short on them, that's fine. They're not going to wear it again. Use bright colored costumes. My kids, you know, they always like to be, you know, these dark, you know, weird, I forgot the one from Lord of the Rings. You know, the one that comes that kills the king because he was on the dragon. I forget who that was. But anyway, I know you guys would know the name. I used to know the name. But anyway, so they want to be something, you know, they want to, you know, have darker costumes. Uh-uh. Make sure they're wearing something light. And if not, put some glow sticks around them. If they have some glow sticks, that'll make them stand out. They'll get mad at you, but tough. But you know what? Put them on their back. This way they forget. They totally forget they have a glow stick on their tushy. They completely forget. Then you also may have to make sure their costumes and hats are flame resistant. There's always some doofus neighbor that has actual fire going on in their front yard. I don't understand. These people are so stupid. Right? And so there's actually like flames, and these kids trip on them. All right? Don't. And then contact lenses. I know there's a lot of sexy contact lenses to make your eyes look all spooky. Don't. They'll scratch the cornea, could cause an abrasion, could cause an infection, and could cause blindness. Use the sidewalk. As a kid, zigzagging across the street was the only time my mom let me, you know, run around in the street. Well, she still yelled at me. But, Okay? You know, you need to be the parent. I'm usually the parent that screams at all the kids going, no, 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 sidewalk, sidewalk. And they zigzag, and I start yelling and screaming, but no zigzagging. Watch out for drunk drivers. There will be people drinking. This is not the easiest holiday for a lot of people. I hear a lot of kids yell and scream. Some people may try to, you know, drink away the sound. Not good. And then the no eating candy until you get home rule. You have to inspect the candy. Also, steal your favorite treats. What you do is you tell the kids to go potty. Tell them to go potty and change out their costume. And that's when you could glean through the candy and steal what you want. Also, teach your children not to enter a stranger's home. You're going to have homes in full-blown decoration. It could still be a bad person or a predator there. Stay in a group. Maybe carry walkie-talkies. Those are pretty good. And have fun, guys. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
Robert Bowers, a suspect in a deadly shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh, appeared before a federal magistrate today. Prosecutors have said they will seek the death penalty for Bowers and are going through those steps. Pennsylvania State Senator Democrat Jay Acosta joined Fox News and was asked about security at churches and synagogues.
I don't think that's where folks want us to be, but I think it's unfortunate that we've come to a point in time that's what we need to talk about, and I do believe that that conversation will be something we take up.
The military is planning on sending 5,000 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border in anticipation of a migrant caravan heading towards the United States. The caravan is still over 900 miles from McAllen, Texas, and even further from other border towns. A suspicious package addressed to CNN was intercepted at an Atlanta postal facility, and Cesar Sayak, the man suspected of sending pipe bombs to prominent Democrats across the country, is appearing in federal court this hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I like to keep the fright to a minimum on the show. You know, we got Halloween coming up and a lot of spooky, you know, decorations and jack-o'-lanterns and just, you know, I know it's kind of scary, but I have to tell you guys a story, and I know it's gonna creep you out. I have to share it with you, because it's a headline, and I guess, and, you know, there's just no way to prepare for this. There's just no way. We just have to brace ourselves, but apparently, our pets can tell time. I know. I've been lying to my pets. I've been thinking they don't know what the hell they're doing, and they actually know more than you think. If our pets can actually tell time, imagine what else they could do. Now, I've always suspected it. I told you guys my cats were smart. I know that they could tell time. Like my cats. My cats know right before my alarm's going to wake me up. I don't know how they know that, but they'll start waking me up. They'll start nudging me, and they'll wake me up before the alarm, which I kind of like. I don't like to be woken up to an alarm. I like waking up gradually, to be honest. I think it's kind of dangerous to be ripped out of a deep sleep and your heart startled and all that. I'd like to actually see a study of how many people had a heart attack, God forbid, obviously, you know, because they were woken up by a beep, beep, you know, when they're in a deep sleep. You kind of wonder. But anyway, my cats know when I'm supposed to wake up. And they start waking me up. And the dogs. The dogs will start circulating around the door. They know when one of us is coming home. Well, why? Because they can tell time. And now scientists have proven it. Daniel Dombeck, associate professor of neurobiology at Northwestern's Weinberg College of Arts and Sciences, and colleagues found the part of an animal's brain that comprised quote-unquote timing cells or neurons that would give animals a sense of when something was supposed to happen. In mice, this was found to occur in the medial entorhinal cortex of the temporal lobe. Now, they put this on their website. I'll explain. It's kind of cool what they did. Okay, they did this in mice. So when planning the study, his team focused on this medial entorhinal cortex, which is an area located in the brain's temporal lobe associated with memory and navigation. Because that part of the brain encodes like spatial information and episodic memories, he and his team hypothesized that the area could also be responsible for encoding time. Now, his colleague, Dr. Hayes, a postdoctoral fellow in his lab, said every memory is a bit different, but there are two central features to all episodic memories. They're space and time, and they always happen in a particular environment and are always structured in time. So what they did is they made this task called the virtual doorstop task. So in the experiment, there's a mouse running on a treadmill. Okay, so a little mouse is running on a treadmill, but the environment is a virtual reality environment. And the mouse learns to run down a hallway to a door that is located about halfway down the track. After 6 seconds, the door opens, allowing the mouse to continue down the hallway to receive its reward. After running several of these training sessions, researchers start to make the door invisible in this virtual reality scene. So in the new scenario, even though the mouse couldn't see the door, the mouse knew there was a door. They knew to stop. They say it waited 6 seconds at the door before abruptly racing down the track to collect its reward. So they pick up time. They know. So Dr. Hayes said the important point here is the mouse doesn't know when the door is open or closed because it's invisible. The only way he could solve the task efficiently is by using his brain's internal sense of time. Now, this is no shock. I mean, animals have to, out in the wild, have a sense of time. They need to know when their prey comes to the water hole. You know, they need to know, you know what, this person, you know, this animal here, or this group of animals, is going to take her little ducklings over, and they're all going to get a drink, and they usually do it at about 10 in the morning, so I'm going to sit ready to go at about 10 in the morning. Now then, the mama duck and the baby ducks, they have their sense of time going, wait a second, the predators are going to be coming out, so we need to make sure that we do all our business when the predators don't come out. And so, there's probably an argument that most animals don't really, you know, stick to a time schedule, you know, like we do. But animals have that instinct. So why is it scary? Well, I don't like knowing that my animals know that I know that they know, and I know that they know what I know. Knowing that, I don't want to know. Ignorance is bliss. I just don't like the idea that our animals are really that smart. And they are. And I know my animals are pretty smart. I mean, you know, Shake can open up doors. He knows where to go pee-pee house. He was able to ruin a whole piano in spite. Cats are smart. Dogs are smart, too. But don't underestimate your pet. And we try to humanize the pet. And we try to give our pets more powers and more control. I really think they can do a lot of things we humans can. And I just wouldn't let our guards down. That's just what I'm saying, okay? Remember there was that story, that study, that the average cat does want to kill their owner? The only reason why the cat can't is because it's not big enough? Well, what if the cat knows that you take your medication every day, and they know which bottle? Cats know this, by the way. Cats know where their treats are. There's these treats called Temptations. And the newest cat that I got from my boss, she just goes, it's like crack to her. I mean, she knows exactly what the container looks like. When I go to that container, she knows. So the thing I'm worried about is what if I want to take a medication, like my vitamin D, and they know what that bottle is, but they know another bottle isn't. And they knock that bottle over to mix up the pill. And here I come to go and take my pill, and I could take the wrong pill. I really think animals have that ability. I just do. You know, whenever the animals are eating and they want to save the food, like when I take off my socks or my clothes, I kind of dump them on the bathroom floor, and then later I get rid of them so the cat doesn't pee on them. Well, if I, you know, am in a hurry, you know, to change and I leave it, I'll come home and the clothes will be covering up the food. Because the animals are trying to hide their food from others, so they're trying to hide it under the clothes. That's some instinctive smart stuff. And I'm not saying this because I want you guys to think my animals are smart. I got some of the stupidest animals there. Uzi eats the cat's poo. Any animal that would eat another animal's excrement is stupid. But, you know, I think we really, really have some brilliance around us. And it just kind of scares me a little bit that they could be that smart. I really want to train my cats to go potty. I remember in the 80s, there was a book that was showing how to get your cat to go poo-poo on the potty. And the cat would be squatting on the toilet. And, I mean, honestly, I want to get that you know, book to give to my family, you know, so they don't miss the toilet seat. I'm like, look, we could train a cat not to miss the toilet seat. Why can't you guys not miss the toilet seat? But anyway, but you could technically train. You know, everybody says, you know, who's smarter, cats or dogs? Even though I'm a real dog person, I'll take a dog over cat any day. I have more cats because they're easy and they're kind of smart. And they kind of, you know, are on autopilot a lot of times. So if I could get a cat to actually go potty on the toilet, that's tricky because they really like powder. They like the little poop of powder and they like to sit there and shuffle it and make a big mess. And then they like to, you know, get their tushy all nice and into the nice fresh powder and whatever. Honestly, I could save a lot of money, save a lot of time. I don't have to breathe that powder in. It'd be kind of nice. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, apparently scientists have figured out how cancer spreads so easily. And this is fascinating. The actual cancer tumor has a lot of force, has a lot of strength. And they say it's 200 times stronger than an actual cell. So we're going to talk about how it forces its way. These cancer cells are some mean suckers. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Alright, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, we know that cancer spreads, and cancer doesn't really spread in a very linear fashion. When people have cancer, and it's scary because I have some friends with cancer in remission, one thing we've seen with our family members, our friends, or what I've seen with patients or listeners is they'll be declare tumor-free. No sign of a tumor picked up on imaging. No tumor markers. And then all of a sudden, you hear a few months later, oh, it's spreading, it's all over. And you're like, how? You just had a test. Everything was negative. And sometimes cancer goes from 0 to 90. Sometimes it doesn't. It could lay dormant for decades and then pop up. Or sometimes it really won't come back. And having cancer has got to be the most difficult, trying anxiety-producing thing, because even when you're told you're clear, you never officially feel clear. Because you see these stupid, I don't know. I'm frustrated. I'm really frustrated by what I see online. But I am looking at a picture of a tumor cell, and it looks mean, and it looks vicious. And we're being told that tumors can push through blood vessels with 200 times the force of ordinary cells. It's like a mother-in-law trying to get to the buffet table. I mean, it's bad. And this is according to a study by the University of College in London. And remember, this is in London. In London, you know, they have a lot of manners and etiquette. So if they even found cancer to not have etiquette, you know, that was like, you know, a bloody discovery. So they say blocking the receptors, because there's these receptors, may be the key to stopping a tumor's, you know, barging through. There's these receptors on their surface which allow them to cluster together and act as one strong unit. They say to test the strength of both healthy and cancerous cells, the researchers created a microscopic diving board-like device. The force of the cells was measured by how much the diving board bent when the cells pushed against it. Am I the only one that finds this so super cool? Can you imagine making a little microscopic diving board and these cells based on them pushing off of it? I think that's cool. Results show scientists are really sexy. Everybody thinks they're not. This is really sexy to me. Anyway, results show that breast cancer cells push, and there goes my computer again. Breast cancer cells push with a force that's up to 200 times bigger than healthy cells. So they cluster together, they form a network that sticks to the walls of the veins and arteries, and they generate a strong force that allows them to break through weak points in blood vessels. They say when we performed measurements, we realized that the force from cancer cells exerted was much, much higher. That's according to study author Dr. Joseph Nidiera from The Times. He says this allows them to move from the breast to bones or any other part of the body. They have to break through vessel walls. And some of these vessel walls are so thin, they're so delicate, and mind you, with cancer being there, they don't sometimes get to be the healthiest as it is, so these cancer cells can push right through. All cells are covered in receptors that respond to different hormones and substances in the blood and other cells. So when they cluster together, they become more coordinated, kind of like a union. So they say tumors are thought to be stronger due to them having more of these receptors on their surfaces. Then why don't we do something to block their surfaces, block their receptors? They say the high number of receptors enables them to interact more strongly with the environment around them, such as a blood vessel wall, so that they can powerfully push through. All right, so we get that. They keep saying they're pushing through. Oh, I didn't do the accent. I'm sorry. So we're still in Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Yep. We're not done talking about breast cancer. And then we're going to be coming into Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Basically, cancer does have some similarities. Even though cancer spread differently and spread to different areas and have certain characteristics, there's some very predictable things with the chaotic nature of cancer. You know, there's certain cancers that can spread to the bone. We use this mnemonic, P.T. Barnum loves kids. Pancreas, thyroid, liver, kidney, P.T. Barnum, B, breast. Breast goes to the bone also. See, I need mnemonics. I teach my medical students. Sometimes you need mnemonics to figure all that stuff out. Because we have to learn a lot, we doctors. And so you go, well, wait a second. Breast cancer goes to the bone, but what about colon cancer? Well, colon cancer goes to the liver. Then it goes to the brain, lungs, etc. We don't see as much bone involvement with colon cancer like we do with thyroid and breast and kidney cancer. And so you're like, well, why is that? Why do some cancers go to the bones when others don't? Why do some cancers go straight to the liver? Why do some cancers just sit there and grow and fester? So there are some properties. And our chemotherapy does target them. We do have treatments that understand, and there are some cancers that can shall we say, give us some predictable things to work with such that we could attack. Now, speaking of attacking, there's a TV doctor who plays Dr. Meredith Grey on Grey's Anatomy. That's Ellen Pompeo. I haven't really watched Grey's Anatomy, but I remember her because she was in the movie Old School. And with Ellen, what's very interesting is she was on The Ellen Show. All right, so that's The Ellen DeGeneres Show. And she started to teach women about cancer, ovarian cancer. I guess an audience member shared a story about a friend who died of ovarian cancer. So the actress, Ellen Pompeo, and actresses could know medicine, but she's not a real doctor. She caused a stir because she grabbed the mic and she started to say, all it takes is a simple ultrasound to detect the disease. You have to ask for an ultrasound. Now, her heart was in the right place. She, you know, wanted to help. She wanted to empower women. But boy, did doctors get all over. Boy, doctors were furious. Oncologist at UCLA, Dr. Joshua Cohen, told Daily Mail that mass screening could cause more harm than good, as it may lead to unnecessary surgery for scores of women who do not have the rare disease. Now, women don't care about, you know, well, you know, it could scare other women. Women just want to know if they have cancer. When they have a friend that has ovarian cancer, they want to know. And having had a tumor myself, yes, I like an ultrasound. Yes, I like the CA125 tumor marker. But to really know if you have ovarian cancer starts in the fallopian tube. So you kind of can't pick that up all the time on ultrasound. You can look at the ovary, but if ovarian cancer starts, it usually starts in the fallopian tube, the tube connecting the ovary to the uterus. So to be 100% sure, somebody's got to get their, you know, fallopian tube taken out, biopsied. So ultrasounds could miss it. CA125 tumor markers are not recommended as a screen. So I appreciate TV doctors and what they do. But, you know, they aren't medically trained and they have to be very, very careful because there's a responsibility that comes with that. But boy, did people get mad at her. Wow. I haven't seen Grey's Anatomy. I need to. You know, from what I hear, it's pretty good. But, ovarian cancer is a very silent killer. We don't know. Sometimes you can have these innocuous symptoms like bloating, constipation, and, you know, we just don't have a good screening test, and we want to. It can't be recommended because of cost, effectiveness, and there, again, when the government worries we're going to scare people, they're not going to make the recommendation through their task force. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.